Hello.
Hi, my name is Alicia, returning your call with customer support.
Okay. I'm checking on order that I placed 10/6/2022, order number 680325424.
Okay, and if you have your zip code, please.
77034.
Okay, can I have your first and your last name, please?
Martin Cabasas, last name spelled C-A-B as in boy, A-S-A-S.
Okay, give me just one second. I'm gonna try to locate your account.
Sure.
One more time, can you spell your first and your last name for me?
Martin, Martin, last name, C-A-B as in boy, A-S-A-S.
Okay, can you just verify your shipping address for me?
818 Marlene Street, Houston, Texas, 77034.
Okay, I'm just waiting for your account to load up here so I can try to find a tracking number. You said on the 26th.
No, 10/6.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you didn't purchase the backpack. What that was that $6.95 that you paid, it was an entry fee for a ticket for a chance to win that backpack. Hello?
It had a $6.95 shipping fee on the backpack. It wasn't to get into the drawing. That's what I saw.
Yeah, and I do apologize for that. It was to get in. It was a ticket fee
Why
that
do
you
y'all
filled out.
always do that on the website? Why do y'all always offer something and then y'all never say anything to anybody about it being for a drawing? Why is
It
that y'all always do this on a website where y'all say y'all you can purchase, you can get this for if you pay the shipping and handling only. And then all of a sudden you come back across, we're waiting on an order, and y'all never send it, and then you'll give us this excuse. Oh, well, you only paid that amount for the drawing. There was no drawing involved. I purchased the backpack
Right, and I do
for
apologize for the
$6.95.
inconvenience, sir.
So I'm not going to get a backpack.
No, sir. If you won the drawing, you would have received the email.
I paid $6.95 for nothing.
For a chance to win the backpack, yes, sir.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to stop doing this because you know what? This is freaking ridiculous. This is the second time I've done this on y'all's website, and this is the second time I get screwed on this crap. Mean, y'all don't ever say anything about it being or the paying for the to for a chance to, for a drawing or nothing like that. Y'all saying you get the backpack, you pay a certain amount for shipping and handling, and people are actually paying this amount of money to get it done and to get the backpack. And y'all, then all of a sudden, when we don't get the order, y'all over there crying, and y'all over there telling us that, oh, y'all paid $6.95 for entering a drawing. I wouldn't pay $6.95 to enter a drawing.
Right. I completely understand. If you like, I'd be more than happy to cancel the account for you. And what that will do is that will stop any and all future billing towards this account. Can we do that?
Okay, but what about the money I paid for the backpack? Am I going to get that back, or am I screwed on that?
Well, that was almost 2 months ago.
Exactly. That's why I'm calling, because I was expecting a backpack and not just paying for a drawing. I wouldn't have done that.
Right. Well, let me see what I can do, sir. Give me just 1 second.
Sure.
Hello, are you still there?
Yes.
So I've went ahead and canceled the account for you, and I've also issued the refund. And you should see that pending transaction almost immediately after we get off the phone, but it may take 3 to 5 business days. And that's just
okay. Due
to your bank, but I do have a cancellation number here for you if you would like to have that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get some dry on quick. Okay, give me the number.
Okay, I have C as in call. 680-325-424.
Okay, that's 680-325-424?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.